A trip in, a ride out. It was decided. I would take the train in and then take the train out. All I had to do was get from here to there, here being the dining room, and there being just north of the George Washington Bridge. From the moment that I stepped out the door to the moment we cleared the bridge, life was snarling precariously. Forget about those old posters advising us to live a long life by staying away from the edge of the platform. Live a long life, stay away from people, which we all did. But not without eyeing each other, looking to see what we were and what we were carrying. But we had room, far more than we had on the train. There, far closer together now, sizing each other up, looking at hands, what they were doing and where they were going. Knowing we had a tunnel to go through, underwater, with lights flickering, we held our breaths, expecting the blast that never came. We exited into the station. Police, military, people with bags, harmless-looking, suspicious-looking, strangers using foreign tongues. An hour before the next train, looking for ways out, if worse came to worse. Sitting, waiting, the lights would go out, planning. More people with bags, boarding, expecting shouts and screams, incomprehensibly to the point. No security, no bag check.
All aboard, bombs and all.
Not good. No one checking. Another tunnel and a big bridge looming straight ahead. Expecting to see it blow, parts and cars and people flying and falling into the water below. Onto the tracks. Collapsing on the train, closer, closer, under the bridge, clearing the bridge, car by car, until we are free.